Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Champions of baseball, and the 1980 World Championship team will be well represented and celebrated this weekend, as is Toyota Alumni Weekend. Tonight, Dan Baker, 50 years. He gets saluted for 50 years with the Phillies. And then tomorrow, Bake McBride, Ron Reed from the 1980 World Series team, inducted into the Toyota Wall of Fame. And then the legends from the 80s team and other Phillies alumni will be introduced before the game, including Pete Rose, and, of course, including our next guest, one of the greatest to put on any uniform in the city of Philadelphia in any sport, Ike Reese. Mm-hmm. Michael Jack Schmidt joins us. Mike, how are you?
Hey, John. Ike, good to talk to you.
Yeah. Good to
always,
talk to you.
Always great to talk to you, Mike. Always.
Thank you.
Is this the first time Pete has been back on the field since he played? Is this the first time that Pete's celebrating with you guys since you've been honored?
Yes, I believe so. I believe he went back for a Big Red Machine reunion in Cincinnati several years back, shortly after the commissioner had allowed him to attend events like that. But Pete has not been reinstated at this point, but again, the commissioner's willingness to allow Pete to attend functions like this is why Pete's with us this weekend, and it's going to be quite a spectacle when he walks out of that dugout on the field.
So when's the last time you've been around the old championship team, Mike? When's the last time they've been honored? I'm sure you got to be excited to get back with a lot of your old teammates from then.
Yeah, Ike, you know, we're talking 42 years ago. The team as a whole, as it will be this weekend, has not been, in my memory anyway, honored. We will all be together this weekend, and I guess when you look out there and you see a whole bunch of guys with pop bellies and limps and white hair, it will most likely be the last for a lot of us. So I hope the fans take a good picture of us, and they'll see us all together. You know, what's funny is most of the people in the stands, I mean, it's a high percentage, let's say, probably weren't even born yet in 1980, and all that they have now to get their information or their memories of the 1980 season probably would be from their grandparents. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to be a special day in that regard. You know, the great thing about team sports, Ike, and you know this, is the fraternal bond that you have with the players. And, of course, each year, you meet new guys or traded to the team. And but the one year you never forget is that championship season. And, everybody on our team will be together this weekend, and we will, I'm sure, reminisce about a lot of things that we went through that whole year.
Yeah, Bake McBride and Ron Reed are going on the wall, Mike, and Shake and Bake was a big part of your run there in the late 70s and in the early 80s. I think he had his best year in 1980. Kind of a player was he, and what kind of a teammate was Bake McBride?
Underrated. I think that is the best way to describe Bake McBride. Bake had a good arm. Obviously, great speed. hit his share of home runs. He was not like a 15, 20 a year home run guy, but he was a 300 hitter. Put the ball in play a lot, tough to strike out. Had a great World Series that year. Could very easily have been the MVP of the 80 World Series. I mean, I kind of look back at some box scores and got some big hits for us. He had a three-run home run in game one against the Royals. And that may be even the biggest hit because it set the tone. You know, we 65,000 people at Vet Stadium. Mike, you remember Vet Stadium. And 65,000 people in that big in that big circular dome and people standing room only. And Bate got that three-run home run right out of the chute. And I'll tell you what, that set a spark under us. And again, coming off the Houston playoff series, we were just awfully tough to beat back then. And again, Bake was a major part of that team. Bake hit third, he hit fourth, he hit fifth. He played against all kinds of pitching, and he's just a very unique player.
Yeah, when you have a championship team like you guys had, and getting close prior to 1980. At what point in 1980, Mike, did you sort of realize that we may have something special here? This is a team that can win it all. Is there a moment or a series or something during that year that you reflect back on that you kind of think, like, this is when I knew we had a World Series championship caliber team?
Well, it wouldn't have been until very close to the end, Ike. We were in third place most of the year.
Oh, okay.
We were hanging close, but the Pirates and the Expos were like trading first and second place the entire year. And we had to sweep a four game series with the Cubs. And then the Expos played St. Louis while that was going on. And we had to sweep the Cubs in order to go, assuming the Expos were going to sweep the Cardinals at home. In order for us to be able to get to the playoffs, we had to do that to only have to win two out of three going up to Olympic Stadium in Montreal. So that's, I think when we came out of Montreal having won the first two games, when we had to win two out of three is when we thought we were really something special. We were just kind of hanging on by the skin of our teeth most of the season. And obviously when we came out of Montreal, I think we felt we were kind of, well, I wouldn't say unbeatable, but I'd say we were going to be a team that was very tough to deal with.
Yep. Mike Schmidt joins us as Ron Reed also goes on the Wall of Fame. That's on Saturday, and then everybody gets introduced, including Pete Rose, on Sunday. Mike, I know you've been paying attention to the trade deadline, and what did you think what the Phillies did? And I think a lot of fans this year, Mike, this team has a different feel to it. Just as far as the resilience, and like previous years, they've been close, they've fallen apart late in the year. This team feels different. Do you agree with that? And what did you think of their acquisitions at the trade deadline?
Well, I thought they did a great job. Dave Dombrowski, his staff, I thought they did a fantastic job. Syndergaard, I don't know that right now, after his first start here, we'd all say he's the Syndergaard of old. Looked like he was a little bit of a different kind of pitcher than he was in his heyday with the Mets, but still a great, great addition to the starting staff. Barnes? Excuse me if I forget the name.
It's Brandon Marsh. Brandon Marsh.
Oh, Brandon Marsh. I'm sorry. Yeah. Again, a heck of a find. I really like Matt Beerling. Now, I hope they find a way to include him going forward, but Brandon Marsh, a great find as well. Left-handed hitter, experience, all good things. Speed, he's already showed us that in the game that he played. So I think great things. The pitcher that we had at one time that we let go and came back and closed out his first game with the Phillies after coming back. Another great addition to the bullpen. Again, sorry if the names are eluding me right now, but
David Robertson, yeah.
Yeah, David Robertson, I'm sorry. So, yeah, three great finds. And I think it makes us stronger going forward. Let's just see what happens. We've been hanging tough all year, almost like I explained to you the 1980 team did. I mean, you know, we're much further back right now than we were in 1980. But if we could catch that one of those playoff spots, one of those wild card spots, we could become a team just like the 1980 team, very tough to deal with in the postseason.
Mike Schmidt, we look forward to seeing everybody out on the field this weekend. Pete Rose coming. Is there anybody that you haven't seen that you're expecting to see that you haven't seen in a while?
Well, you know, there's going to be – I mean, everybody's going to be there. Probably a few Bat Boys trainers. I'm sure some of the guys will be there that I have not seen in a while. I wouldn't know who that would be at this point, you know. We get to see each other a lot each year at this particular alumni weekend. You know, sort of
right.
The inner circle guys: Boone's, Boas, Lozinski's, Maddox, Carlton, Christensen. You know, the guys that are kind of the inner circle that have been for years. We get to see them, but I'm sure we'll see some new faces. Well, actually, they won't be that new. You know, the hair will be white, and you know, who knows about the beard? You know, and but it'll be fun. You know, it'll be like a reunion. Well, a reunion, but it'll be like a class reunion. You know, where you go back and you see the guys get to see how old you are, and you know, we get to talk about our aches and pains and families and all that kind of stuff.
Mike, this is kind of out of nowhere, but you always give good answers on things like this. What do you think of the automated strike zone that's being talked about and the robo-umps that are being talked about? Because, I mean, you do the games, and now that every TV broadcast has that box, every fan at home seems to know what the strike zone is, and there's more complaining. Do you like the idea of automating the strike zone?
I got to be honest with you. When tennis started replaying the line calls with I don't know what the terminology would be, but the automated force fields around the lines, I told baseball all about this. I had the idea maybe 15 years ago that they should try to start researching and creating a way to do that with balls and strikes. Of course, no one listened to me back then. But now, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years, it's become being talked about all the time, and they're actually experiencing it at the minor league level. And I talked to our commissioner at the Hall of Fame, and he went down to the minor leagues and sat in the dugout with Raul Ibanez, who was managing a team, and he got to sit through a game with a robotic umpire, and it was very successful. They had a couple of challenges in the game. All of them were won, and the game went through smoothly. So with that being said, I don't think it's too far away from the major league. Now, there are still some humps you got to get over, you know, with possibly the technology, maybe the thing breaking down in the middle of a game. Who's to say that couldn't happen when you're using this kind of technology? But there'll be challenges. Remember, the hitters are going to have to swing the bat more often with this thing because it's going to call pitches that the batters are used to not swinging at. You know, the high pitch that might drop down and catch the back corner of the box or something like that. The low pitch in the front of the box that might be a curveball breaking down that it will catch, you know, the outside of the box and the inside of the ball, you know, any contact at all made. So the strike zone's going to get much bigger with this unit, which means batters are going to have to make adjustments. But in truth, I think it'll increase swings. It'll increase contact. It will lessen the amount of time that where there's no contact or no action on the field. There will be more action. I think that's what baseball is after, is more time, less time between contact, if you know what I mean. There's so many strikeouts now and so many 3-2 counts and so many foul balls. And
walks and fly outs
and home runs.
Yeah,
all that kind of stuff. Yep. You know, the game, you could go up and get a beer and a hot dog and come back to your seat, and it's the same batter with the, you know, balls being fouled off and nothing's happened on the field. And they want to try to lessen the time where there's nothing going on the baseball field. So, we'll see how this goes, but I think you're headed in the right direction with it.
Yeah, you got to work this weekend, Mike? You up in the booth all
Absolutely.
Weekend?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be up there Sunday.
All right. Cool. Excellent. Michael, Jack, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
You got it, guys.
All right, appreciate
nice being
it.
On with you. Y'all take care.
All right, you Mike. Too. Mike Schmidt.
Great Mike Schmidt.
The great Mike Schmidt.
See, when we do interviews with guys like that, it's almost like I just want to sit here and listen to him talk. I ask him a question, and I'm afraid he's going to say that was a dumbass question.
No, but you think
of... That's a stupid question.
Yeah, that was a stupid question, Ike.
But, like, you think of the pitchers he's faced mm-hmm. and, like, just, like, the wisdom that he has in baseball.
Yeah.
And I mean, hitting 500 home runs when he hit 500 home runs. When
Real home runs,
in
yes.
these huge stadiums.
Yes.
I mean, not like now where it's easier to hit a home runs than everything
He didn't
else.
Play 20 years to hit 500 home runs.
Man, I mean, you're talking to, the best third baseman, absolute legend. It's such a... Such a pleasure. And Jack, he likes the automated strike zone because he's smart.
How about that?
I didn't know how he was going to answer it, honestly.
Yeah.
Gave us good insights to he talked to the commissioner. Tennis actually had this technology. It was like 30 years ago that they were doing this.
What is it, the CGI, whatever it is they do with the out of bounds?
It would do a beep. So mm-hmm. if it landed, if it was out, they would just go beep.
Okay.
I remember watching like the French Open or Wimbledon, and they had it mm-hmm. a long time ago.
Yeah.
There's no reason why you shouldn't do it.
You big tennis guy.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like...
only women's tennis.
Breakfast at Wimbledon.
That's all I'm watching.
Well, now...
Get Rena out there, boy.
Yeah. It's entertaining. Back then...
Say the least.
I don't even know who it is. I mean, there hasn't been a good American tennis player in a long time.
Yeah. Other than the Williams sisters, yeah.
Yeah, but as far as the men's side. No, the women's.
Oh, the men's side? Yeah.
No, women's tennis is definitely.
Who the hell? What? Pete Sampras is the last American.
Well,
right?
Andy Roddick?
Oh, Andy Roddick. Yeah, I forgot about Andy Roddick. Yeah.
We just haven't watched tennis.
Andre Agassi, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
Jim Courier.
Yeah, those are the guys we grew up watching, yeah.
Yeah.
McEnroe.
You guys had, like, fun tennis players growing
up. Oh, yeah.
Like Jimmy Connors.
Those were maniacs tennis players, yeah. The males back then, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it was fun. Now I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, Chris Everett.
Oh, yeah. Martina
Navratilova.
Jack, you a tennis fan? Who's your favorite?
I used to like tennis growing up.
Yeah?
I was a big Pete Sampras guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sampras was
Pete
right
Pete Sampras.
Yeah, I played tennis a little
Martina
bit.
Martina Hingis. Yeah.
Oh, Jennifer
yeah,
that's
Capriati.
Right.
Man, I forget. What was her name? Before the Williams sisters. Zena something.
Zena?
I think.
Was it?
It was a black tennis player, female. I believe her name began with a Z. I can't remember what it was.
I don't remember.
I can't. Somebody will tell us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Somebody always does.
Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's, one of a kind wager and watch experience. The only race and sports book in the USA inside a standalone location. Chickies and Pete's Malvern. Check it out. Chickies and Pete's Malvern. Real fast here. Bryce Harper in the booth last night.
Yeah.
Just he's so natural in he could have done the whole game and it would have been very natural.
Yeah, I thought Bryce is man, he's buttoned up, man.
He's so good.
I'm not talking
everything.
About the suit he had on last night. I'm talking about you're right. He's just good, just about good at everything he does. And so I'm sure he knew he was going up to the booth last night, and so he got himself prepared.
And he was very prepared.
It's
every answer.
Oh yeah,
it was the playing in Philadelphia answer, mm-hmm. and
always nails that one.
Yeah, you know why? Because he honestly believes it, right? Like a lot of this stuff, he's prepared, but he also, like, it's just – I just think it's a natural fit.
Well, he took time to get to know the city. He took time to understand, or at least – see, that's what it says to me. When in the beginning, when we were doing the whole pandering thing, it was a little corny with the Fanatic Sox and playing the Fresh Prince music. But I think as you've watched him, he's been consistent. And what it really says to me is that the stuff matters to him. Because he could easily be an athlete here who, I mean, just chooses not to connect.
Goes to the park, goes home, you don't hear a whole lot.
You know what I mean? And just chooses not to connect. He's paid attention. It's important to him. And he's made the effort above and beyond to make sure he at least understands this fan base. He understands this fan base, the booing stuff, all that stuff. You never see him get irritated and say something where he snaps back at the fans and that sort of thing. I know some of the answers may seem like they're contrived or what have you, but I just think it's who he is. He's taking the time out. He listens from time to time to the radio on the way into work. We heard him tell us that.
He's a Marks and Reese fan.
So, you know, I mean, and then when you sit back and listen, you get a better sort of clear understanding of the fan base. You know they're a little bit rabid at times and they can be a little crazy, but he understands and appreciates the passion that the fans have and they care. So it's refreshing to know that you got a player of that magnitude that isn't necessarily turned off by the passion of the fan base.
No, and he's comfortable in his role of being
the guy.
Being he's the guy.
Yep.
And he knows it.
Yep.
He embraces it. He doesn't shy away from it. Mm. Right? And, like, every chance he gets to be that guy, he's that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's last night, and I guess – so Scott Fransky dropped – Jack, Scott Fransky dropped a foul ball up in the booth.
Yeah, completely botched it.
How's he – how did he – I don't know if you talked to him. How did he handle that?
He played it off pretty well, but you could just tell, you know, he's been waiting.
He was disappointed.
Well, he said that was the first time it's ever happened at the stadium. So I'm sure, like, he'd been preparing and to have that.
It's the first time a ball has actually went up in the booth?
Yes.
Where he put his hands on.
At Citizens Bank Park, yep.
Wow.
Yeah, and all the games he's done there, it's the first one. And for him to kind of have that effort, I'm sure he's disappointed.
Right. Well, so here's how it sounded, because Bryce gave a shout-out of sorts. Here it is.
Well, here we go. The first pitch for Noah Syndergaard. Wow, how about this? Right into out to the booth.
Wow.
Off the hands of Scott Fransky.
God. Can you imagine if that had hit his thumb? My God, we'd all get fired.
Oh, my gosh.
It'd be a no-announcer game from
we
now on.
We should actually get a glove up here.
Who approved me being up here? Jeez.
Oh, Scotty.
Yeah, see, radio guy.
94-1.
Go.
Pretty good effort, though, on his part.
Good effort. Oh, ah. T-Mac gave him the good effort. Oh,
well,
good
yes,
try.
Yeah, had to look out for him.
Scott.
There it is.
You got good effort in.
Zena Garrison.
I remember Zena Garrison.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. I knew Twitter hooked me up. Appreciate that. Gowdy Financial and Eric Lucas. They both tweeted it at me.
There
Zena
you go.
Garrison. I knew that.
Man, because the Williams sisters have been playing so damn long.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I knew I saw a sister out there before the Williams sisters.
And Zena was short hair, right?
No, she had the long
hair. Did she have the long hair, the braids?
Yeah, I think so, yes. I think so. Yeah, yeah. Zena, man.
All right. There you
Zena
go.
The Warrior, yes. I remember that.
See that? And Bryce Harper certainly, he's at 94-1. There you go. So he probably, when he got in the car earlier today, jumped, put on Marks and Reese, heard us yelling about Jalen Hurts.
94-1. That's WIP, though.
Yeah, I know.
With all the call letters there, Bryce.
Yeah, but it's true. I think we do more WIP now. Before it used to be 610. Jack always likes the.
It was 610, yep.
Jack from Delco would always call it 610. He'd be like, no, we're on the FM now, right?
he didn't make the transfer over.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. All right. We'll throw the Phillies in there, but we'll get back to all your calls on the Eagles. And James Bradberry gave an interesting answer on the difference between Eagles camp and Giants camp.
Oh.
This is Joe Judge Giants camp, too, he's talking about.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to hear the difference between those two, yeah.
We didn't run laps.
Yeah, he's gone from
high school camp.
I'm trying to think of a military guy. Like he's in a damn camp. He's in a boot camp last year up there at the Giants.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's Rios from North Philly is here hanging out with us today. So there you go. 215-592-9494. We'll play that answer. Get back to your phone calls as well. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, it's all about Bradford White. That's right, because, listen, how you heat your water matters, right? So here's a household tip from my family to yours. For the most reliable hot water for your showers, laundry, and more, choose a water heater that is built to be the best. Choose Bradford White. A professional-installed Bradford White water heater will give your family all the hot water that you need. That's year after year, just like it has in my home. So ask your plumbing pro about Bradford White or visit bradfordwhite.com to learn more and to find a pro near you. American-owned, American-strong, Bradford White.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I would say that we practiced a whole lot more with the Giants, but that's not necessarily a good thing, you know. It's a long season. It's a lot of wear and tear on your body throughout the season. We had a lot of injuries when I was with the Giants, so I feel like it kind of backfired.
Yeah, that's James Bradberry talking about boot camp with Joe Judge.
Yeah, only former players say they would practice more and all that type of stuff. Current players aren't necessarily looking for that. Yeah, they don't necessarily see the good in that. Yeah, current players, yeah. If you're currently playing, no, you don't want to be out there practicing more.
So current players aren't saying, we want two-hour practices.
Right, yeah, that's not going to happen. No.
I would agree.
Yeah. The current players are like, why are these old heads out here hating on us, man, trying to get us practicing longer?
Or they're looking at being like, damn, what are we out here, an hour and a half today? God,
right, man, it's been a long time out here today.
Man, it's hot. We're back for Chickies and Pete's. Football season's almost here. That means the return of Marks and Reese on Mondays. Victory Monday, Brandon Graham Show at 6 o'clock. The Players Lounge with Ike and Elliot every Monday, live from Chickies in South Philly.
Yeah, not sure who's going to be in the lounge with us, but yeah, we'll be here every Monday.
Yeah, we got to get some good candidates, right? I'm hoping.
Yeah, Pete takes care of the players. Yeah,
Pete's on the clock.
Yeah, that's Pete's job.
But you can always count on Elliot and Ike.
Yes,
entertaining.
We'll be here.
Yeah, you guys will be here regardless.
Then you got BG. Athros.
BG. I was told that BG doesn't want Howard back this year, so we'll see
that.
If that was a. I'm just kidding.
Howard Erskine.
He'd literally run back from Canton right now if he's listening.
Yes, and thank you for that, because Dick Vermeil is being honored, he's being inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend. And I went back and I was kind of looking at his career. You know, Dick's really amazing. He started off as one of the first special teams coaches in the NFL, hired by the Rams. Him and Marv Levy were the first thought of first special teams coaches in the NFL. And then he worked his way up from there. He was an offensive coordinator with the Rams. He went to UCLA for a couple of seasons as their head coach. Got hired by the Eagles and totally turned around. Just a terrible organization and team. Dick came here when the Eagles weren't good for 2 decades. Almost turned them around, and you know, like
turned that Kansas City team around. Got them into the playoffs. That was the Trent Green and Larry
Priest
Johnson,
Holmes.
Priest Holmes, those guys. Yeah.
So turned the Eagles around, went to the Super Bowl, and he actually coined the term burnout. He burned out as a coach. He did. He resigned after the 1982 season. He did 15 years of broadcasting. Mm-hmm. He almost came back to coach the Eagles. after they fired Rich Kotite, it was close. I mean, yeah. It was like they were deep in talks. It didn't happen. He went to the Rams, won a Super Bowl there, went to the Chiefs, turned that team around. They won 13 games one of his years in Kansas City, so very deserving.
Yeah, good to see him get in. Very deserving. Love the fact that he's almost really, he said it himself publicly, he's going in as an Eagle.
Yep.
Like, that's sort of what he's doing. Now, I know the Rams aren't in St. Louis anymore, and it seems like the L.A. Rams aren't claiming the St. Louis Rams, as they didn't put them on their Super Bowl ring. They only have one trophy on that Super Bowl ring, although the Rams have won two championships. So that's a little odd. So he's almost a man without a country or a city.
Right.
And so I know there'll be a great representation for the Chiefs out there for him. But Philadelphia is where he's been, is where he spends a lot of his time now. And so he's certainly beloved here, and it's going to be a great weekend for him. I'll tell you, man, it is an awesome thing to be a part of. And what I mean by that is, if you're fortunate enough to get invited by one of the guys that are going in the hall, to be a part of that circle, that the party that they have, because each Hall of Fame inductee basically gets their own party.
Right.
They get their own party. So you get your own venue, your family, your teammates, former teammates, all that stuff. You get your own DJ, that whole thing. And so I was just thinking about, you know, my one and only trip out there. That was to see Dalk go in. And it's the Hall of Fame can take your breath away when you go inside there. And if you're a football geek, a football historian, that is the place you want to go visit. That is the place you want to go visit. And then to have one of your teammates go in, or your coach go in, you feel like you had the opportunity. And I had two teammates going that year. We had T.O. and Dalk.
Right.
T.O. just wasn't there that weekend. But to be a part of that and to see Dalk go through that whole thing from Friday to Saturday.
And the bus that they come
the bus,
out with.
Yeah,
so cool.
Where you get the dinner tonight, the whole celebration. That thing was cool. So it was cool to be a part of that. It really was, man. And I didn't even realize this until last night when I thought about it. The two teammates that I played with the longest, Trey Thomas, he's our first-round draft pick, so I played 7 years with Trey here, and Dalk, 7 years. I have another teammate I played with 7 years.
Those two are the longest.
Yep, because Trot got drafted with me, but he left for 2 years.
Right.
He left for 2 years. Hugh got traded here when I got drafted as our second-round draft pick, but he left.
Right.
So Trey is the only one that was here my entire career, and Dalk.
Man, so no one on the offensive side of the football?
I don't believe so. Nope. Five I played with for 6 years.
Yeah, I don't know who.
B. West I played with for 3 years. Like, no one else was here my entire time for that 7 years.
Runyon came in your third year?
Runyon came in my third year, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So from the time that I was here to the time that I left, Dalk and Trey were the only two that was here the entire time with me. So
Reno Mahe was in the – no.
Nope.
When did Akers get here?
99.
As the long kicker.
Yep.
As the kickoff specialist and the long kicker. Norm Johnson, I think, was still kicking.
Akers didn't replace you, John?
I mean, No, that was I was a scab player, Jack. I wasn't in the NFLPA. I was, I'm looked down upon. That's why we don't talk about it much.
And I'm going to go back out when Andy gets in.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking
when you were
talking.
That's the next trip I'm going to make, yeah. Well, I think that's be the last two that I know. I don't think I played with anybody else.
No.
Well, I played with Morton Anderson for a year. He got in.
Yeah.
As a kicker. I don't think I played with any other, unless Five gets in.
Right.
Unless he gets in, which is a
possibility.
Yeah, unless he gets in. Andy and Dalk could be the only two.
You know what? It's weird, and I actually haven't been to Canton. I haven't been to the Hall of Fame. But at the Super Bowl, it was a weird feeling when the guys in the gold jackets came into Radio Row.
Right?
It was different.
Yeah.
Like, they walked in with that gold jacket. If they didn't have the gold jacket on, it would have been the same.
Right.
But the gold jacket made it was like you kind of looked at them different.
Man,
like, wow.
You do? Like, man, that's
it's
nice.
Cool. Yeah,
that jacket
cool.
is nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
It is nice. I might have to get one jacket. Get one of those jackets. Or to Elliot's next wedding.
Is Peters going to be the next Philadelphia Hall of Famer?
Jason Peters?
Yeah, I mean, because I'm not sure Utley Rollins, either of them get in.
I don't think they are.
Right. Yeah, he might be. He might be.
Shady?
Shady's borderline.
Shady's borderline, yeah.
D-Jax is borderline.
If he would have had a stronger end of his career, right. I think he gets it, but he really didn't.
Yeah.
If he would have had the last 3 years where he was getting.
I think Shady is actually closer than D-Jax.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because the running back's career is always going to be shorter, and it's weighed differently than.
And I think he's over 10,000 yards rushing.
Right.
I think he got over the 10,000 yards.
His numbers are certainly borderline Hall of Fame, especially he played the end of the era where you really weren't running the ball as much.
That's what I was going to say. Eventually, these running backs ain't going to get in because you don't run the ball as much.
Right, and Deshaun was a part of throw, mm-hmm. and he just doesn't have enough. I mean, he certainly
he didn't catch a lot of balls. He has big plays, but he didn't catch a lot of passes. But he's still – I think he's the all-time – no, did Zach break that? It was some record D-Jack was close to of Harold's. Maybe it was total yards as a receiver.
Yeah, I don't know if Zach ended up breaking it because he was traded.
I think Zach has the catches.
Okay.
I think maybe catches. He has that record for catches. Maybe. I could be wrong.
So he had a couple of high-volume years for sure.
And think about it. Harold held that record for a long time.
Long time. And that's when they're throwing the ball 20 times a game. I mean, geez.
Yes.
It's almost not fair to compare these ones. All right, let's go to the phones. Andy and Deffert's been patiently holding. By the way, so is this happening, Jack, where Andy and Mad Mike are having a cage match?
That's what I was told.
Andy, what is up with this, man? How are you?
Yo, what's up, my guys? How we doing?
Andy.
What's up, Andy?
Mad Mike. I eat chumps like that for breakfast.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Yo, you guys were talking about tennis, right? Serena Williams got to be the all-time number one.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You with me on that?
Oh yeah. You kidding me?
Number two, a solid, strong number two, got to be Anna Kournikova.
Ooh. I remember Anna Kournikova.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so this is a different ranking.
Yeah, this is a different type of ranking.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
That's my top two females. If you're going to go top males, you got to go Andre Agassi, one, Pete Sampras, two, for me. I mean, my life.
Yeah, but Kournikova can't be your number two tennis player based on her
She never
ability.
Won anything.
Yeah, she didn't win anything.
She won my heart.
Yeah, I knew that's where you were going. Yeah. Yes.
And Capriati was – she was like the cute 13-year-old, but she never developed into a great
player. Well, she had issues,
problems,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yo, Ike, you were talking about Fantasy League. You played Wentz the last two games. Now, that was a money league. Come on, guys. You wouldn't have been doing that, right?
I would not have done that, exactly.
Okay. All right. I'm just making sure.
It was a part of the bit.
Yes, it was part of the bit.
I'm just making sure.
I thought I could let him lead us to his first championship, man. I was trying to get him his first ring.
I know you want to ride the Bronco, but man, I'm just saying, money league, he would have been on your bench, right?
Yes.
Well, Andy,
of course.
Andy, you are eligible for the league this year.
You are.
Yeah.
What's up, man? You need some heavy hitters in there. Get me in the mix. I'm ready.
Next week we start getting people in the league. So
you know,
I know you'll be listening.
You know I'm gonna set my roster. You know I'm super competitive.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
we know that.
Yo, you know what I'm excited about? I don't think it's getting enough noise.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about the quarterback, the wide receivers. You heard a little buzz when camp started. I'm excited about Jonathan Gannon. He's got some real weapons. I mean, you look at what he had to work with last year. It wasn't really much. Seems like they're switching to a new scheme, 3-4. You're going to have a big dog in the middle eating up space. Mm-hmm. I just can't wait to see all these athletes on the defensive side of things.
I
can't remember this time we had this much speed and athleticism on defense.
And I hope he uses them correctly, man.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
Don't be expecting.
I don't need a conservative play caller here, man.
Get them corners up on the line, get some jam going, and send them biscuits on the outside.
He is not going to do that.
Yeah, send them hot biscuits on the outside. Hassan Reddick, what's the cat we got from the Chargers?
Kaiser White.
Send all them biscuits on the outside, causing havoc.
Well, see, Andy, like I mean. Everybody realizes you're not going to see Jim Johnson 2.0, but can he be creative in getting into the quarterback? I sure as hell hope so. So I don't want to see this just where he keep everything in front of you. He's got players this year.
Hey, Ike.
Yes, yes.
As a D coordinator, that's my style. Havoc. Causing havoc.
Wreak havoc, baby.
Making a tap out second half.
You know it.
What they say in the program? What they say? Let the paramedics kill them all. Let the paramedics suit them out.
Yeah, like that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That's how we got to play. Get Vladimir in there, starting defense, baby.
Meanwhile, this is our defensive coordinator.
It's like, oh, geez.
Hey, bro.
Figure it out, man. All right, Andy. Appreciate it.
Figure it out, man.
Jack, would you put Andy in the league, Andy from Deptford? I don't think you like it. Yeah, you're not a big Andy fan.
Yeah, he's just.
That's even better.
Yeah. He's just what? He'll text me after, like, oh, great content that time. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Like, yeah, I think Chuck and Wade provide great content. You know what I mean?
Chuck and Wade provide great content. I think Andy's an excellent caller, but he's also more of a station caller than a Marks and Reese caller.
He'd be fun.
Andy.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be pinned down.
No.
But he's also like, you know, he went.
He wants to get on the air any way he can. Yes. Yeah. He's not going to say he's strictly.
I think where Andy lost me is like, you know, he used to be a big Carson guy. He wore his high school jersey to the draft last time.
He did.
And then all of a sudden he has a bad, you know, he goes down and Andy's just, he's trashing him just like everyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's an Eagle fan, Jack. Carson Wentz isn't an Eagle anymore.
No, right. Well, no, but he's not. Before, well, he was still an Eagle.
He's part of the championship team.
He won an MVP here.
All right.
See, let me tell you this. I'm going to be talking to Mike Schmidt, and he's talking about the reunion, the championship team. Every time this stuff comes up, I got to reflect back on my own career and realize that we don't get a damn reunion around here because we didn't win anything.
Right.
Close but no cigar.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, doesn't the 04 team gets honored, though, doesn't it?
No!
No.
But you won the NFC Championship. I mean, like, the 09 team was honored a couple years ago.
Listen, once they won the Super Bowl, that pretty much ended our celebratory era.
But, Jack,
they threw 04 out the window once they won the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's gone now.
Here's why they honored the 09 team. Mm-hmm. Because the team was bad, and they're trying to put people in the seats.
Oh, the Phillies honored the 09 team?
Yeah. Like, the Eagles sell out every game. They don't need to try to puff up the attendance by – like, will they do a 20-year for the 04 team?
No.
Will they do a 25? Maybe.
I don't think so.
No?
I'm telling you, man. The moment they won that Super Bowl, it was over for us.
You guys never played.
Oh, man, it's like we never played again, man.
Key card stopped working, the NovaCare.
I'm telling you, man.
No, you're still number one on the wall, the Pro Bowler wall. You're still number one.
Well, that part is still there because it's a Pro Bowler wall, so at least I do get that picture in there.
Yeah.
Yes, I do have that.
You're the first one.
Yeah, you know how many pictures have been taken down in that building since then?
A lot.
Yeah, I see it all the time. Like, man, what happened to all the other pictures, man?
Sorry.
Yeah, all those are gone. Yeah. Yeah. So unless you're actually a you might get a dog. Yeah, you get dog pictures around there.
Yeah.
You'll get a B. West photo. You get five. You get Jeremiah Trotter. Who else? You might get a Troy Vincent picture around there. But other than that, the rest of the team is gone.
You get Trey and Runyon.
Oh, yeah, you might get a Trey and Runyon picture. I don't know, though, man, because you got Lane, you got Jason Peters. I'm telling you, man.
So those guys have replaced you.
Yes. Well, and here's the other thing. It's understandable that it's 20 years ago almost. So what they do is they update the pictures in the building. Yeah, the all the graphics on the wall and all that stuff. So for a while, that era of Eagles football hung in the building prominently.
Sure, because they didn't have a winner.
Exactly. Once that Super Bowl happened, they started putting up Super Bowl posters around the damn building.
Well, no, it's also like it's like the rain delay Phillies broadcast. For years, all you had was 1980 or 1993 because they didn't win for 20 years. And then the minute they had their run during the rain delays, you didn't have them anymore.
Hey, man, that's why I show up every year, man. Just so nobody forgets me. I'm like, I'm here.
Well, those kids that we talked to on Monday, they thought you still played. So
they did.
Yeah, but they were like 6 and 7 years old, though.
No, they were born in the 80s, they told us.
They were not,
Yeah, they were not born in the
80s. No, they were 8 and 9.
Yes.
And they're like, you a millionaire? You a billionaire? Like, you still play?
Give me some money.
Now, the white kid's like, why'd you quit playing? Like it was your choice.
Yeah. Quit.
You quitter.
Yeah, you quitter. That's what it sounded like he wanted to say.
Yeah, like, he's like, but why would you quit if you're making all this money?
Yeah. Kids. Tell you.
Let's go to Sammy King of Prussia.
Only thing worse than that is when you go to a school with the kids and they ask you about all the offensive players.
We're like, what position? You play quarterback?
Can you catch a touchdown?
No.
Do you know T.O.? Do you know Donovan?
No, I bat down the touchdowns.
Why didn't you bring Brian Westbrook with you?
No.
That's how they do you at school when you're a special teams guy. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, they want the star. Yes. They want the offensive star.
Yeah, they want the offensive players, man.
Like, you're who?
You do what?
Wait, just tell them. Your dad knows who I am.
That's right.
Damn right.
Damn right.
Sam and King of Prussia. Sammy, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Happy Friday, guys.
You too, Sam.
What's up, Sam?
How are you?
Very special thank you to Jack for keeping me on hold for almost 2 hours. I think he did that because
that's a great idea.
It is a great idea. I think it was because I wanted to critique his gambling habits or tendencies.
So we were talking about blackjack, and Jack 100% yeah. would have me fuming at a blackjack table because he wouldn't you have to take the hits for the table. It's in this. If you're going to play blackjack for money, you have to take the appropriate hits for the table. Otherwise, don't play.
It's a team game now.
It's a team
now, guys,
game.
You know I gamble on anything, whether it's UFC, freeze tag for junior varsity, when Ben Simmons will play again. So,
right.
You know, Jack's blackjack stance is very offensive
but,
to me.
But you know what, Sam? It shouldn't be a surprise because he's a pitcher in baseball, individual sport, and
yep.
he's a golfer, yep. individual sport. He knows nothing about team.
Here's the thing, though. If he did that at a real casino, he would never have a pitching career ever again. So, but real quick, just a couple things before I say happy weekend to you guys.
Yeah.
You know, I heard about this Fantasy Football League as your 27th favorite caller. I would be the number one most dedicated person in the Fantasy League.
I give
you content every day, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. So I would be interested. I'm just putting that out there.
Sam and King of Prussia, you're an emerging caller, and you certainly are a strong contender.
Certainly are. Yeah. He certainly is an emerging caller.
Yeah.
Yep.
I appreciate that. The other thing, I was curious, did anybody talk about the National Massage Therapist Convention that's happening a mile from the Cleveland Browns Stadium?
Yeah, that's just, I guess, a great coincidence, Sam.
Hmm.
Yep.
Or it could be why Deshaun Watson possibly went there, but that maybe is a story for another day.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, hopefully, Sam, he's learned his lesson. And
Hopefully he stays at home this weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
There might be all eyes on him if he showed up at the convention center. Imagine in Cleveland.
That.
Although.
Now that he should get suspended for the whole year if he does that.
Yeah, so Roger Goodell is not going to hear the, he's not going to have the appeal hearing. But he selects somebody that's going to have the appeal. So what does that tell you?
Well, it's the second time he selected somebody.
Right, right.
Roger, just tell him what you want.
Yeah, like, can we just get this cat and mouse game over with? Just suspend him for a year.
Yeah, just tell that guy what you want so that we can move on from
there's
this.
There's no, like, jury involved here. Like, it's not like a legal system. You're a league. You just suspend him.
Yeah, I think he's trying to keep his hands clean. Of this, but
it wasn't me.
Yeah, but you can't if you're appealing the suspension already.
Somebody already ruled. You're taking that ruling and saying no, that's not good enough.
So,
let me appoint somebody else to decide.
Yeah,
he's just doing it himself. But you're right. He's trying to so he can say, oh, I didn't decide that. It was appealed.
Honestly,
yeah,
I think they want to just fine him. Like, he may get more games, but that's not really. In their eyes, because he's only making $1 million this year, it's not enough of a penalty.
Right.
So the way the contract is set up, it's not the games that he's missing. It's the money that would hurt him.
And they apparently won.
They
won $8 to $10 million.
I guarantee you they're going to fine him close to $10 million.
Yeah, he's going to get fined.
Yeah. Now, think about that. They don't even fine owners for cheating and tampering $10 million. Like, what's the highest fine they've given out? The Miami guy? They just gave out.
Yeah, I think it was it 8 or was it 10, something like that?
No, I think he only got fined like $1.5 million.
I forget what it was.
Yeah, I think it was like $1.5 million, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the discipline
Washington
on.
Washington got $10 million as a franchise.
Oh, Washington right. did? Okay. Okay.
Right, but like that I mean, that,
oh,
was,
yeah,
even,
but, well,
that
I mean,
was even enough for what yeah, was going
say,
on down
yeah,
there.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is probably a couple steps below that, but it's in that ballpark.
But here's also what the NFL did. They protected Washington through all of this. They had all those emails going back and forth, and Gruden got sold
out.
Well,
it wasn't until it got became it. Public that it
right.
became a big deal.
And they've been covering for the – they covered – they mean the owners are the boss, right? Like, the owners are Roger Goodell's boss.
Yep.
So he's going to act differently towards those guys than
sure.
some other ones.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Book your fantasy football draft parties right now. Details, chickiesandpete's.com. Jack, I have requested the Friday of Memorial Day or Memorial Day, Labor Day weekend for our fantasy draft for the Marks and Reese show.
Okay.
And it looks like that's when we're going to do it. So that would be Friday, September 2nd at 7 o'clock or so.
Yeah,
right here.
After the show.
Right here
right
at Chickies
here at
and Pete's.
Yep. Yep.
So we'll do the draft party right here at Chickies and Pete's.
Yep. Yeah, and last time, remember, we had T, and he couldn't park his tractor trailer, so he sprinted from like 2 miles away to make it.
He parked it in the middle of like Packer Avenue, and then he just came. He held up the draft, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's all sweaty.
Oh, man, he was fired up. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for engagement rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com.
Him and Ike had, like, the most intense conversations that night.
Yeah, I do remember that. That kind of worried Jack a little bit.
Oh, Jack was totally spooked.
Yeah.
Well, Jack didn't know how to handle himself as a public personality that night.
Yeah.
Jack, you're better now?
He didn't realize that the brothers sometimes, we talk aggressive to each other.
It was aggressive talking.
Yeah, it was aggressive talk.
It was.
I think I've gotten better since.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, he was green back then.
Yeah, you hid in the corner.
Yeah.
I was not hidden in the corner. I was sitting in the middle watching the Phillies.
Watching the Phillies
yeah,
game.
You were like, Blake, I'll pay attention to the Phillies game. Like, no! You're the commissioner of the league.
How many times I got to tell you? It was in the middle of a really big pennant chase.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Nola versus the Mets. Like, you know, it's a big game.
He remembers, yeah.
By the way, there was also a gal that was just in here in a David Wright Mets jersey for some reason.
I missed that.
Yeah, she walked by, and I'm like, wait, they're not playing the Mets. No, they're playing the Nats tonight. Phils and Nationals tonight. It's alumni weekend, so Dan Baker gets honored tonight. 50 years for Dan Baker, and then Bake McBride, Ron Reed go in tomorrow, and then the 80 team gets announced, and Schmidty said it with us a little while ago. Pete Rose going to be announced, going to come out of the dugout.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. Looking forward to that. All right, we'll come back with the top 5 at 5. We see your phone calls. We'll get to some on the other side. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Also, some clown named Mike Lombardi was having some comments about the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, have you taken my advice and tried out Bell Beverage yet? Well, my buddy Frankie Bell and his family, they'll take care of you while you shop their huge selection of domestic, import, craft, and limited release beers, seltzers, and slushies, all ready for you on the go. Now, Bell Beverage is located near the stadium sports complex, perfect for pregame, pre-concerts, or when you're on your way to the shore and more. Just off I-95 with plenty of free parking. Check out this week's specials online at bellbeverage.com and tell them Ike Reese sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.